Topo Medford, 91.5 FM. You are listening to The Big Picture. I am Shay Spillane. With me, as always, is the illustrious Derek Carey. We are here until 9 o'clock if you want to call in. We love hearing from you. You can get us at 855-915-WMFO. And for this, I don't know if I have, if I consider it a national or international
story.
It's
not your turn.
I thought it was my turn.
No, you did the last one.
But I like it better when it's my turn.
Told the audience.
Fine.
You're going to finish a sentence.
Derek's going to say something now.
You're going to finish a sentence. When we came back. Massachusetts.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Is the last state.
I am actually sorry.
Massachusetts is the last state.
Is the last state to...
We are used to being the first state.
Yeah, the whole marriage equality thing. We
were
totally busted the cap on that.
First state to legalize gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
We were the...
I have a joke about that.
We were the first state to...
Loving joke about that, by the way.
...to stand up to the British and start the Revolutionary War.
Oh, yeah, that thing with the tea in the harbor.
We fired the first shot in the Revolutionary War.
Oh, I remember. Well, I don't remember that, but I remember learning that.
And yet, we are now currently the last state.
Oh my God!
In the Union, we're it.
You're burying the lead so hard.
I'm not burying the lead. I'm just making it abundantly clear that we are the last state. And if you've been listening, to the show for a while, you may know what I'm talking about, and you may know that we've run the countdown from 10 to 8 to 5 to 3 to 2, and now we're it. We're the last state.
My nose is pressed against my microphone in anticipation right now.
This is from Reader's Digest.
What, were you in my grandmother's bathroom?
From Reader's Digest, no. They had it.
Oh my goodness. I miss Reader's Digest. I literally used to read that in my grandma's bathroom. I wasn't editorial.
This is from Reader's Digest.
Sorry, go ahead. You're very important.
They're only even getting two sentences out of this. But
sorry.
There's actually only one state. This is from Reader's Digest.
Stop saying Reader's Digest or I'm not going to stop laughing.
There's actually only one state that completely bans all consumer fireworks. That's Massachusetts.
Oh, this is so timely.
We are the
last...
I'm not
being sarcastic.
We are the last state.
And why?
In the Union, in the United States, where fireworks are illegal. We are it.
Seriously, there's like not the super... I can't even think of someone else who would ban them.
Last year it was us.
I just drove across Montana. They sold them in gas stations.
You cannot legally possess a sparkler in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Oh, wow. I've broken the law way more than I thought I have.
You're going to have
sparklers. I mean, I know I broke the law, but I've broken it like way more than I thought.
You can have sparklers in Vermont. That's the only thing they'll let you have in Vermont. But you can have sparklers in Vermont and Illinois. The next two most restrictive states in the country for fireworks.
New Hampshire is way more fun.
New Hampshire, as long as you're not in a national park. You can't have fireworks in national parks, but...
There's only one in New England.
Last year, there were two states that still had a complete ban. Delaware was the other one. Delaware governor...
I always forget about Delaware because it doesn't matter and means nothing.
This is from fireworks.com. Delaware Governor John Kearney signed into law a bill on May 20th, 2018... allowing sparklers and non-explosive, non-airborne novelty items. The use is allowed only on July 4th and December 31st each year, with sales limited to 30 days preceding their allowed use. Fine. No problem. Yeah. That's a restrictive rule. You can have sparklers. You can have some fountains. You can have some ground novelties. That's all you get. But you know what? That's something.
Well, that's the thing, is that I understand having... what's the term I'm looking for? Parameters around firework laws. Like, they are, for all intents and purposes, they are essentially dangerous if you don't know how to use them properly. I almost got hit in the head with a Roman candle when I was in college.
Yeah, not good.
Because the Lebanese mafia set them off on 189th Street in the Bronx. But It's still a really good show. Anyways, but like I understand having, you know, laws around the handling of them. But it seems, I mean, with all of the other things that we have that are legal, I mean, come on.
Here's what I'm wondering, Jason.
Yeah, like my brother's libertarian, and some of the things he says sometimes, I'm like, okay, Danny, like, you sound like a crazy person. But like, that's one of those things where I'm like, yeah, like, just make everything like that legal. It's stupid.
By the way, you can get a fine and jail time. They will put you in jail for setting off fireworks in the state.
So you're saying that tomorrow, like 14-year-olds are going to go to jail.
Here's what I'm wondering. If I'm setting off fireworks and the police come to my house, can I look at them and say, I'm sorry, officer, I got so high that I forgot fireworks are illegal in Massachusetts.
Because of this legal thing in Massachusetts that I was using.
All this legal marijuana has scrambled my brain and I forgot that fireworks are illegal. Are you kidding me?
Like it's similar to the argument I used to use before pop, like when our listeners know and you know I was a very active pot activist. I was a spokesperson for Mascan for a couple years. And the argument I would always use is like, alcohol's legal. I'm not saying let a 10-year-old smoke a joint. I'm saying like legalize it and regulate it.
Right.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, we're not sitting around like,
by the way, a lot of rocket scientists smoke pot. I know some. Anyways, but this is kind of the same argument. Is it's like, pot's legal now. All fireworks, when handled properly and you know, used properly, do is make pretty lights in the sky.
You want to make a politician run?
Like, don't give a 10-year-old a firework. Definitely. You
want to make a politician run in this state? You want to make a sitting member of the state legislature run away from you? You walk up
always
to them. You walk up to them. Whether they're at town day, whether they're at the parade tomorrow, wherever they are, you walk up to them and you ask them, why is Massachusetts the only state? And it's important that you phrase it that way. Because when you say, why is Massachusetts the only state? Immediately it gets their hackles up. And immediately they're concerned and they're ready to flee. And you ask them, why is Massachusetts the only state where fireworks are illegal? And what are they going to tell you? We're afraid of the fire chiefs. That's what they're going to tell you. We're afraid of the fire chiefs. Well, guess what? 49 other states stood up to their fire chiefs and managed to pass some sort of consumer fireworks law.
And
listen, I love the fire chiefs. You guys are awesome. I get where you're coming from. Let's have a law on the books that lets us enjoy the tax benefits of fireworks while limiting the types of fireworks that people can use.
And where is this hard? That's the thing, is that, like, I mean, the fact that New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, that they're legal there, guess how many more trees they have than us? A buttload. That is the biggest. I used to, when I lived in California, I used to drive by a Smoke of the Bear sign every day to tell me how likely a wildfire was that day. There aren't those here in Boston, probably because we have plenty of very safe places that have lots of water to prevent fire from spreading.
Do you know how flammable the state of California is?
Yeah, it's super flammable.
Fireworks are legal in California.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Do you know how flammable Arizona is?
Arizona's so flammable.
Fireworks are legal in Arizona.
I used to keep my old soda cans and pour a little bit of water in them which, by the way, listeners, I haven't smoked a cigarette in over a month. High five to me. Ow, that hurt. Anyways, but I used to keep my old soda cans and put a little bit of water in them so that I could, instead of throwing my cigarettes out the window, put them in the can, because my friend told me they got a $500 ticket and the officer literally said to them, are you trying to set the entire state on fire?
Yeah.
And then the first time I saw a wildfire, I was like, I believe it. Which, by the way, I lived in California for 3 years. I saw 17 wildfires. I kept a ticker. Two of them were on my route to work. Three of them were in the direct vicinity of my home, which was in a downtown area. meaning I wasn't even around trees or anything. Like, if fireworks are legal there, fireworks should be legal everywhere. It's so funny, by the way, because fireworks are going off outside right now.
New York's,
do you hear that?
New York's, no, that's the drums being tuned next door.
Oh, I was really hoping it was fireworks. That would have been
New York City,
irony.
One of the most densely populated areas in the United States of America. Fireworks are legal in New York. York. If our most flammable states,
not legal here.
If our most flammable states and our most densely populated city can legalize fireworks, why the hell can't the Commonwealth of Massachusetts figure out how to do this? This is insane that we are the last state.
Well, the trouble is that we are an old-fashioned state by nature. I mean, you just said we call ourselves the Commonwealth of Massachusetts still.
But here's the thing.
Like even when I was where was I? When I was in North Dakota, it was Father's Day, and I was speaking to the guy. There was a CVS that was closed, so I had to walk like way further. By the way, the only people awake at 7 a.m. on a Sunday in South Dakota are people who have done meth the night before and not fallen asleep yet. Super fun people to walk.
And the hunters.
Yeah, but they don't go to grocery stores. They don't loiter outside of grocery stores.
No.
But when I went... there was a grocery store nearby. I had left my dad's Father's Day card that I bought for him in Massachusetts and had to buy him a new one. I just got into a conversation with the grocery store clerk, and he said, yeah, we start selling alcohol at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, on Sunday?
Booyah.
Really? He's like, why is that so surprising? I said, I'm sorry, I'm from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Like, this is...
They wouldn't let us have alcohol at all if they could get away with it.
I was going to say, like, there was a time when we literally couldn't sell alcohol at any point on Sundays. And he looked at me and, like, I could see his brain exploding inside his head thinking about how absurd that was.
You didn't have to live through those days. I did.
From North Dakota. From North Dakota. Like, oh, I'm sorry. It was actually Billings, Montana. That's even better.
I lived through those days. I remember what that was like.
Oh, I lived through them too. I had a fake ID when I was a teenager. But like, yeah, and now it's 12 to 6 or something like that on Sundays. Like, he looked at me just like I had 12 heads. He's like, you're joking, right? And I was like, have you ever heard of blue laws? And he Googled them right there and was just like, you guys are like the deep south. I was like, tell me about it.
But in the
my favorite comment of his was, I thought Massachusetts was like super liberal.
but in the Commonwealth's defense, I believe you can legally have 18 marijuana plants in this state.
Implies that I don't.
You can grow 18 marijuana plants, can't have a sparkler.
Can't have the thing that my aunt used to light her cigarettes off of.
Are you kidding me? I mean,
sparklers, like, I used to, each of us got distributed one on July 4th when we were kids. I used to hold those when I was like, when I was five.
There have been a couple of politicians, the last one was a guy from Hadley, I forget who it was, who have introduced legislation trying to legalize some kind of fireworks in this state.
Hadley's pretty.
And it gets completely blown up because everybody else up on Beacon Hill is terrified of the fire chiefs. And for the fire chiefs, I got to ask you this. Is this where you're going to hold the line? Are you going to hold the line in Massachusetts and suddenly the rest of the country is going to flip back again? Hey, you know what? We lost 49 states, but we still have Massachusetts. And we're going to, and this is this is our beachhead.
We're going to be the poster children for not having fireworks.
This is our beachhead from which we are going to roll back all the legalized fireworks across the country. Please, can we stop this? All I want to do is set off some fountains in my backyard that I pay taxes on. That's all I want to do. That's it. And you can't because the freaking cops are going to show up. It used to be years ago you could get away with it.
I was going to say, my friends used to, when I was in middle school and high school, my friends used to set off fireworks all the time.
Round about the middle of June, the caravan coming down from New Hampshire, cars full of fireworks would start rolling.
Yeah, like my friends who lived in Wollaston and Quincy, who, right by that big, what's it called, President's Golf Course, their parents would give them fireworks, and we would set them off on the golf course because no harm, no foul. All you have to do is know how to use a lighter properly. Like, that's the thing is, like, you have to be a giant idiot to mess up fireworks.
I used to buy them from the mob at the basketball court off of Hanover Street, the North End, when I was growing up.
That sounds about right. I love how angry you are about this.
It boggles the mind.
I mean, it does. I agree.
Because now, if you even think of setting off a firework, the police are showing up at your house. They're like, hey, we got to take all these fireworks away, and here's a fine.
Well, and the irony of it, too, is that there have been times, like I said, I lived in the Bronx. I used to live in the Bronx year-round. And people use just the summer in general as an excuse to set off fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
So there were times that I would hear that noise and then look outside and be like, phew, it's just fireworks, because I thought it was gunshots.
Yeah. That is a thing in the Bronx.
But, I mean, like I said, I almost had a Roman candle hit me in the head. Luckily, my friend Mike just, like, tackled me and threw me out of the way. But that's been the most dangerous fireworks situation I've ever been in, which was totally not my fault or their fault. It was just wrong place, wrong time. It just in the wrong direction. But as long as you're handling them properly, they're really, I mean, they're no unsafe than having a fire in your fire, no more unsafe rather than having a fire in your fireplace.
Go find your state rep. Go find your state senator. They'll be easy to find. They're around all summer, all fall, looking for your money, looking for your vote.
Hey, person that represents Norfolk, I'm coming for you.
And when you see them, ask them, why is Massachusetts the only state? Give it a little pause, because that that makes them sweat. They'll reach for their collar and be like, oh, geez. Fireworks are illegal.
Official people do that.
Why is Massachusetts the only state where fireworks are illegal? And if they don't give you a good answer, tell them you're not going to vote for them. This is stupid. We're just stupid at this point, because there's no such thing as a perfectly safe firework, but there are plenty of fireworks on the market that aren't going to burn the state down. If the most flammable states in the country can have them, so
can
we. We're supposed to be the brain trust over here. We got Harvard, we got MIT, we got the technology superhighway, we got iRobot and these robot companies. We're still afraid of fire?
Yeah, like, even if the law puts into effect that it has to be someone with a PhD or an MD to set them off, guess what? Got plenty of those.
Yeah.
And we're, like I said, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, not so much Rhode Island, but Connecticut, upstate New York, all have way more flammable stuff just hanging around than we do.
Yep.
Especially on this side of the state. Ugh. 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 Yowza. God, I feel like anything I say after this, I'm just going to be angry about this for the rest of the evening.
Oh, don't worry. I got more stuff to get you angry.
Oh, good. I do too. So it's my turn, officially.
Yes.
Like I said, I don't know if it would be considered world or local, because she's American. But this is from CNN. An American missionary has been accused of posing as a medical expert in Uganda in a case involving the deaths of two local children. Renee Bach and her nonprofit Serving His Children, which is abbreviated as SHC, have been named in a civil lawsuit filed in Uganda for operating a medical facility without a license. The plaintiffs include Women's Pro Bono Initiative, an organization that promotes women's human rights in Uganda, and Gimbo Zubida and Kakaya Net, who allege that actions by Bach and SHC led to the deaths of Zubida and Annette's babies.
How does this happen?
They say she basically unlawfully practice medicine and offer medical services to unsuspecting and vulnerable children.
But how is she over there in a position of any sort of authority in the first place?
That's the thing, is that, I mean, I read this story and it isn't the same, but it very much mirrored the activity of, like, or I guess the MO of cult leaders and things like that. I mean, it's Uganda. I'm not trying to disparage Uganda in any way, but at the same time,
well, I'm not going to blame the Ugandans.
I'm saying, like, a lot of Americans know that they can take advantage of people who aren't as knowledgeable as we are.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Yes, and there are also a lot of Americans with good intentions who are in that part of the world trying to make things better.
So they see she's a very pretty, nice American girl. She's about my age. She comes in and says, "Hey, I'm a doctor, and I'm from this organization that sounds super official that I started. I'm going to take care of your children." Like, I put myself in the position of a mother in Uganda, and I don't know that I wouldn't, or that I would question that.
So she's a crazy lady.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, is that what we're dealing with here? She's a crazy lady, or did she ever go to medical school? Did she fail out of medical school?
There's not that much.
Because she's in Uganda, and no one's had a chance to sit down with her.
I was going to say, there's not that much. She worked alongside with medical professionals. Again, it's really annoying me that my Wi-Fi is not working. But she worked alongside with Ugandan medical professionals and learned skills to help provide assistance as necessary, and often assisted nurses and other healthcare professionals to serve in crisis situations. So she has medical training, like the way that a server gets trained at a restaurant for 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, she has no letters at the end of her name. There's no RN, MD, etc. at the end of her name.
Is this an ambitious millennial that we're dealing with? Is that what the problem is here?
Probably. She's a little younger than me, so she probably just figured she could go there and get, like, an honorary medical degree or something.
Oh, I'm a doctor now. And so how do the kids die? Not that I need those
by
details,
by her messing up. You have the computer.
What's her name?
Her name is Renee, R-E-N-E-E.
Yes.
Bach, B-A-C-H. And like I said, I think she's, like, about my age, maybe a bit younger. Which, to be honest, even if you went through college and med school and residency and all of that, like, you're allowed to be a doctor by, like, age 28 or 29. Like, that's when they first kind of let you be a doctor.
Yeah.
And, she was so cute. I'm looking at pictures of the children right now.
Apparently she, this is from her website. "Serving his children has grown from the God-given vision of a young woman," here we go, "to a ministry that is saving and changing hundreds of lives every year. She is passionate about the children of Uganda and loves hands-on involvement in their medical care, as well as being a part of mentoring their moms." Oh, dear.
Oh, it sounds so millennial disaster-y.
Yeah, but it doesn't, I don't see anything here that talks about...
Oh, that's this broke today. Like, I don't know if that many, because I looked for other details. I don't know that any have been released yet. Now, especially whenever it's the death of a child, which I'm sure any of our listeners who read the news frequently, whenever it's the death of a child, they really limit the release of details. If you think about a few years ago when Sandy Hook happened, there were far fewer pictures or details or what have you released than there would be if it was, say, a high school shooting. Because when it's a child, I mean, even it's just, killing a child either on purpose or inadvertently is different.
So I'm hesitant.
Somehow.
I'm hesitant to read this because, as I said earlier in the show, sometimes we're dealing with incomplete information. And
well, that's.
Sometimes
I mean, that's what
the
story. I honestly wanted to bring the story up to you because I wanted your take on it.
Dr. Diogo Peter, the Jinja District Health Officer, confirmed the 2015 SHC, that's her charity, closure, and transfer of the children to a government health facility in a phone call with CNN. The lawsuit also claims that Bach and SHC's actions have caused the, quote, deaths of hundreds of children.
Yes, I saw that.
So we're not talking about two. We're talking about now. This is why I say.
But there are only two. That's the thing, is that it's more than two. It's just that two mothers have filed lawsuits.
Citing a former employee who claims to have delivered the bodies of children who died in the facility back to their home villages.
Jesus Christ.
In an affidavit, SHC's former driver, Charles, here comes Anderson Cooper, who I did not ask for. Please get off my screen.
Sorry, your mom died.
SHC's former driver, Charles O'Waney, stated that he worked there for 8 years and that he, quote, would drive at least 7 to 10 bodies of children back to their villages each week. He stated that he would offer 50,000 Uganda shillings, a small coffin, and a bag of maize meal to each family as a form of condolence.
Gross.
According to the document.
Oh,
now,
my
all right.
God.
Okay, now this
oh
is...
Oh, my God.
But stop, stop,
oh
stop.
Oh, my God.
Stop. This is why I say... I take all of this with a grain of salt, because...
Which is all that those people have.
I know. But because you can't trust any of this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's
until
like
someone
I said,
until actual journalists go in. What you have right now is a court case.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is that's why I wanted to bring this up, because this just broke. If not today, last night, and that's why I wanted to bring this in, because this is. I mean, this is why we have a good rapport. I like bringing you things like this.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's. I've taken all of this with a grain of salt, but I consider myself at least a bit of a journalist, and I'm inquisitive enough to read between the lines on things like this.
I wish CNN would consider themselves journalists, because what you have here is a lot of rumor and hearsay, and a
yes.
court filing,
but
obviously.
I was going to say, well, that's the thing, is that I've become a professional at this enough to be able to look at a story like this and kind of flick it open and get rid of all the he said, she said,
yeah.
whatever, and actually see it in black and white.
But this is,
I mean, even if there's some grandiosity here, it's... This is messed up.
This is also a part of the world where they're murdering Ebola doctors.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like it's the perfect place to just pass yourself off as something. Like my brother and I, when we were kids, used to romanticize using our high school graduation money to go move to the Dominican Republic and live like kings and queens. Like it's a similar sort of thought. Like I have a
until a drug dealer sends someone to shoot you, or to shoot his cousin, shoot you by mistake.
The first thing we were going to do when we got there is buy guns.
Yeah,
but well, it's kind of
don't drink from the mini bar if you're going to the Dominican.
I was born in
Republic,
not last night.
I get it. Why are we calling it the Dominican now, by the way?
But it's kind of the same thing. I was going to say it's DR. Stop thinking it's anything else. But it's just like there's a guy I went to college with who went to med school in the Virgin Islands and is now a doctor in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
And it's the same
sort
of...
Yeah, because you can't practice in the U.S. with that degree.
I was going to say, it's the same sort of thing where it's like I get to say I'm a doctor, but... I'm still going to go to Boston. Like, you know what I mean? Still going to go to Mass General.
By the standards in most
PNC.
Parts of... Yeah, by the standards in most parts of the world, you are a doctor. But by the standards of the United States, you are not
like
a doctor.
You're joking, right?
Yeah, like, we train them up a little bit more.
Oh, did you go online? Did you go to med school online?
We're not taking your...
But it's the same sort of thing where it's like you can... it's like you can be a big fish in a small pond. It's anyone can be a doctor in the south part of Alabama. But
this looks more like one of these, and I can't say because there isn't...
A medical professional with no actual degree.
There isn't enough information here, but this looks like one of those, you know, God gave me a vision types who, you know, God will show me the way. God will show me how to care for the children.
I hate religious people.
And then the children are dying, and she's like, it's God's will.
She's like, God wanted them to die. This is meant to happen.
Instead of saying, maybe God doesn't want me to do this.
Maybe I should open a biology book.
Maybe I should stop treating the children in God's name because God isn't keeping them alive.
Ugh.
Ugh. But the other possibilities here are, I don't think she's got any medical training. We'll find that out. But the other possibilities here are, you know, these kids just died of natural causes because there are a lot of things that will kill you in that part of the world.
Well, it's a matter of that. I think the debate here, and again, we don't have enough information yet, but I think the debate here is, yes, maybe they did or would have anyways died of natural causes, but it seems as though this woman promised to heal them.
Doesn't seem to have any sort of medical certification, which is a problem. Yeah.
Like it's one thing if they just die in their hut in their random village. Yeah.
But one of the things is in certain parts of Africa, not throughout Africa, but in certain parts of Africa.
I mean, a lot of people have HIV, a lot of people have Ebola, a lot of people have cholera.
People believe.
It's not like that uncommon for children to die in that area of the world. It's a matter of somebody saying, oh, I can fix this, and then making it worse.
People believe that going to the doctor is what makes you sick. And
and that's not entirely unfounded.
And they will keep their children away from doctors and hospitals until the last possible moment. And by that point, there may not be anything that a doctor can do. So there's a lot of different possibilities in all of this. CNN has researched none of them. We'll keep an eye on this because if she actually killed hundreds of children, she is one of the great monsters of the 21st century.
Oh, heck yes.
She's one of the great monsters.
Well, but I've talked about my mom all the time. Hey, Mo, I hope you're listening on your ride to the Cape.
Not one of the great monsters, one of the good people of the 21st century.
Mo is one of the best people of the 21st century.
She spans two centuries with her greatness.
She told me a story once about, she's been a school nurse like since I was 10. And she told me a story once about how there were these two little boys who just kept inexplicably getting sick. Like, all the time, like constantly in her office and not faking it. And so finally get to the point where it became kind of a, should we call family services? Like, what's going on with these children?
So God, don't call them.
But so she ended up calling their mother and having her come in just to have a chat about it. And she said, I don't understand why they're getting sick either. I never let them go outside. I make them wash their hands about 20 times a day. Ooh. And my mom said, that's exactly why they're getting sick. Because they have zero antibodies. And, like, make them go roll around in the mud.
Yeah.
But that's what's so interesting about this and why it struck my eye is that it's like, obviously, as I said, they don't get vaccinations there. They're like so much more susceptible to diseases that are just kind of obsolete our country.
There was a survey that came out within the last 10 years, I believe. It could be as many as 15. But there was a survey by the Centers for Disease Control where they found that children who grow up on farms in the United States have far fewer allergies than children who grow up in cities or the suburbs because they're exposed to everything as they grow up.
Yeah.
It's like, here's animals, here's peanuts, here's hay, here's a farm, go roll in the dirt, go play in the hay, go do whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they're wallowing around and
walk
like
3 miles to school.
Yeah, they're wallowing around and poo and pollen and pee all day long, and the kids are like, hey, I'm not allergic to anything.
Well, that's honestly like,
whereas
your
over-sanitized suburban or urban child can't go outside without being like, I need my allergy pills.
Well, that's the thing is, like, our parents, as we were growing up, were very encouraging of us just, like, getting at it, you know? Like we used to just, we lived right near the golf course I mentioned earlier. We used to go there and just like roll down the hill.
Yeah.
And like we walked to school every day, even when we lived 2 miles away. Like we were very, like my mom was very, obviously my mom's a nurse. She was very good about having us wash our hands before dinner and things like that. But we were really encouraged to like get in it. And I think that, I mean, that there's something to be said for the fact that, I mean, all three of us have had certain health issues, obviously. But for the most part, we were always very healthy. Like, we have always been very healthy.
Yeah.
And it's because we built up those antibodies. And that's the thing, is that it's like, as much as there are diseases that are really prevalent there that are not prevalent here, it's their bodies are all also built up to be able to fight them.
Well, in some cases, yes. In some cases,
yes, you know. Obviously. And it's not like they have the access to vaccines, and which, by the way, all you anti-vaccine people, like, shut up.
Or
just
in some cases,
your child.
Clean water and food.
I've had 19 tetanus shots. Not 19, 9, but still, every time I get injured, they're like, "When was your last tetanus shot?" And I'm like, maybe just give me one."
I went like 20 years without a tetanus shot.
That is so dumb, D.
No, you don't need that many of them.
You need one every 5 years.
No, you don't.
You do if you're somebody. My hand is cut open right now.
Can I tell you
something? If you're somebody who cuts themselves constantly.
Can I tell you something? I worked
usually with metal.
I went 20 years without a tetanus shot, and I spent part of that time working construction. So listen, you don't need a tetanus shot every 5 years.
When I bury you in 9 years and do your eulogy, I'm going to say I blame this on him not getting a tetanus shot.
All right. I hate to end with this story. I hate to end with this story because we're heading into the holiday weekend and I want everyone to have a nice 4th of July.
I was going to say, we've had like a very dark show, I will say.
The commercial grade stupid is on full display this week. A lot of the same usual suspects are involved, and...
Oh, good. I'm so excited.
Is it possible for everybody to be wrong in a situation? The answer to that question, my friends, is yes.
Yes.
And we've found it from the Associated Press. Kaepernick stirs new controversy for Nike. Nike's sales have only grown since it seized attention with its ad campaign featuring former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. So the shoemaker deferred to its star endorser when he raised concerns over a sneaker featuring an early American flag. Nike pulled the Air Max 1 USA shoe, which included a Revolutionary-era U.S. flag with 13 white stars in a circle on the heel. Kaepernick reached out to Nike after learning they planned to release the sneaker to explain that the flag recalls an era where black people were enslaved and that it has been appropriated by white nationalist groups. A person familiar with the conversation told the Associated Press. The person requested not to be named because the conversation was intended to be private. That person should be sending out their cover letter right now and looking for a new job because you don't want to keep working at Nike. Nike decided to recall the shoe after it had been already sent to retailers to go on sale this week for the July 4th holiday, according to the Wall Street Journal. The decision, as you might expect, caused an instant backlash among conservatives. I love how they got to qualify this and say, oh, it's the conservatives who are upset. No, I'm upset. Who accused Nike of denigrating U.S. history, with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, here is the third idiot to enter the story, tweeting that he is asking the state's Commerce Authority to withdraw financial incentives promised to Nike to build a plant in the state. Others expressed surprise that the symbol known as the Betsy Ross flag, so named after the beloved Philadelphia woman credited with designing it, could be considered offensive. Although some extremist groups appear to have appropriated the flag, it is not widely viewed as a symbol of hate and is used in museums that focus on the 18th century U.S. history. The Anti-Defamation League does not include it in its database of hate symbols.
It's not
Mark Pinkovich, a senior research fellow for the ADL Center on Extremism, said extremist groups have occasionally used it, but the flag is most commonly used by people for patriotic purposes.
And for historical stuff.
Quote, this is Mark Pinkovich. We view it as essentially an innocuous historical flag. It's not a thing in the white supremacist movement.
No, it's not.
Nike said in a statement that, quote, it pulled the shoe based on concerns that it could unintentionally offend and detract from the nation's patriotic holiday.
I would have totally...
The company pushed back against criticism that the decision was being anti-American. Well, guess what, Nike? First of all,
this is one of those times that I hate that we're on the radio and that our listeners can't see me, because just so you guys know, my face was covered by my enormous hand the entire time that Derek was reading that.
Why is Associated Press, one of the finest news organizations left in the world,
why do they care?
spending time fact-checking Colin Kaepernick? What do we know about Colin Kaepernick? Colin Kaepernick is dumb.
He's an idiot.
That's the first thing we know about him. Number two,
That's
Colin
the
Kaepernick.
Only thing you need to know about him.
Colin Kaepernick is ignorant of history. Number
yes.
three, Colin Kaepernick hates America. We know those three things about him.
And America's my favorite.
That's his brand. He's made it abundantly clear. Why is Nike allowing someone who hates America to tell them not to release their shoe with the American flag on it? Because they are cowards. So Colin Kaepernick is wrong. We know that. Nike is a bunch of cowards. Because they're afraid.
I was going to say, they should have come back being like, you're all a bunch of idiots. There is nothing offensive about this. Like that, if anything, it's offensive to find that offensive, because it's a huge part of our nation's history.
The American flag. First of all, Colin Kaepernick, and anyone who supports Colin Kaepernick, here's a little history lesson for you. The United States was partially founded by slave owners. George Washington had slaves. Thomas Jefferson had slaves. Ben Franklin had indentured servants. A lot of these people...
Thomas Jefferson banged one of his slaves.
A lot of these people that you hold up as the founding fathers, the people who started this country, were slave owners.
Were kind of ass... jerks. Oh, that was close.
And in a moment of earth-altering clarity, these people, North, South, slave owners, abolitionists, drinkers, teetotalers, people of different religious faiths, people from different backgrounds, farmers, merchants, seamen...
I'm sorry, you just said semen.
All came together under a symbol attributed to Betsy Ross. We don't know that she actually sewed it or made it or was involved in it, but we know that it was made by women. We know that women designed that flag, and that flag united everyone, regardless of their differences, in a common cause. That flag united those people in the pursuit of freedom from tyranny, and turned the United States into a beacon that reshaped this planet.
Seriously, that's the thing. Is like it to say that it has. It's so antithetical to try to say that it has any sort of association with the Confederacy or white supremacy, because it's quite the opposite. It was the first time, and like you said, we don't know that it was actually her that sewed it, but
we know that it was women.
We know that it was women.
Where's the respect for Betsy Ross? Where's the respect for the women, the founding mothers of the United States, from Nike? Here's a third question. Where is the respect from Nike for the country?
For the country that makes them possible.
That allowed a guy making shoes for his friend Steve Prefontaine to build a global multi-billion dollar brand.
Well, and that's, named after a Roman god. Roman? Greek?
How many millions of public tax dollars have gone into building up Nike.
Well, that's, I mean, and honestly, it's, I've spoken about it on the show before, but I think it's very important to stand up for what you believe in. Let me preface by saying that. That being said,
Nike's not doing that.
Everyone, well, I'm saying everyone is so, like, has sticks shoved so far up there, you know what, these days. It's like nothing can not be offensive. Like, everything's offensive all of a sudden. And even things that it doesn't make any sense for them to be offensive
are
offensive.
We got a caller. Fred, what's your thought on this?
Yeah, it's a conspiracy. Nike wanted this to happen. They wouldn't have hired Colin Kaepernick if they didn't know that this was going to happen. They orchestrated the whole thing. They want us talking about it. They want you talking about it on the air.
We're talking really meanly about
any publicity. I mean, I'm in marketing. I know any publicity is good publicity. But do you think it's a good look for a company that has taken millions and millions of dollars in our tax money to turn around and say, we're not going to sell the sneakers with a flag on them? Do you think that's going to annoy some people a little?
Of course it's going to annoy people.
I mean, we're pretty annoyed.
Is it a defensible position for Nike?
Well, the question is, it a defensible position?
Yeah. My take on it is that it's anti-American, and they should never get another dime of public money as long as they're in business.
Well, and also, I was going to say, also, there's the great irony that is anti-American when America is what made them both possible and so lucrative.
I got no problem with calling.
who makes their shoes?
Well, they allegedly were going to make them in Arizona, but now Governor Ducey has withdrawn his millions of dollars in public support, so maybe that doesn't happen.
they've been profiting off sweatshops in Taiwan for how many years?
I know. We know this part of it. Here's the question. Would you buy their products at this point?
Not at this point, no.
Yeah, and that's my feeling on it. I'm not a boycott guy, but when you see a company treating people badly and treating its customers badly, I think you need to walk away. It's a personal choice. I think you need to walk away from them.
The only sneakers I wear are Chuck Taylor's, Converse, headquarters, Boston, Massachusetts.
Made proudly in Massachusetts. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
And this is it. Now, the third idiot that I mentioned in this is Governor Ducey.
The third idiot,
Governor Ducey.
That's a fun...
If you want to pull the tax breaks for them, fine. I support that. The problem is, he didn't ask anybody about it. Nike was going to build a plant in Arizona and create 500 jobs. Mm. Governor Ducey has now said, hey, you know what? We're canceling all your tax incentives. So they're going to lose a few million in tax incentives to build a $151 million plant. Big picture. Someone at Nike is going to sit down and do a cost-benefit analysis and figure out whether it will cost them more to build the plant somewhere else than they will lose in tax incentives. So they may just go ahead and build in Arizona anyway. That's not necessarily, it's not like they were getting, 50% of the plant paid for. They're getting a couple million. And meanwhile, Gavin Newsom's out there, governor of California, is like, hey, come on, California's open for business. Let me tell you something, Governor Newsom. They're not moving to California because you have one of the most business hostile governments in the United States of America. If you want jobs, you need to fix some things, such as your tax structure, your infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What Governor Ducey should have done is said, you know what? I think we should withdraw all of their public taxpayer support and then at least ask the voters. You don't have to call a special election on it. Throw a poll up somewhere that says, would you support me if I withdrew all of the tax support for this? And let the people say yes or no, because 500 people may be out of jobs now.
It's just WMFO? Everything about it is so absurd. I mean, and I go back to what I said before. Everything is clickbait now. Like, you can't do anything without offending someone.
So you got another caller. You're on the air. You want to follow up on Fred's conspiracy comment. And I'm not going to rule it out. I think it's a possibility. What's your take?
Well, the thing is, it's not conspiracy. If you're that blind, they hide Colin Kaepernick for a reason. If you ever thought you'd see those shoes in a store, you're out of your mind.
Oh, you have a nice Boston accent.
And I know they're going for $2,000 a pop on eBay right now. But is it really? But is it really, is it worth annoying and irritating half of the population of the United States to drive up the price on some sneakers?
Oh, first of all, I think they only made like 2,000 copies of those sneakers.
Yeah. Like, and it's not so much about those sneakers as the principle of the thing.
The principle thing, like, who's their customer base? They want to find young, new customers, not you guys who I assume are probably older than I am, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Shay's not, but I might
they
be.
Shut up.
What, you're young?
Not you, Derek. Like, I was saying shut up to Derek.
Like, they made those sneakers. They told Colin Kaepernick, please be outraged. And it's going to appeal to, like, the younger demographic, who obviously leans more left. And if you don't see that, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not ruling out that this is what happened here. I'm not ruling out that this is the story. This, no, that this is what's behind
it. Like, ruling it out, like it's 100% what happened. Like I don't.
The problem is.
Like why? Like when's the last time you thought about the Betsy Ross flag? Why not put the Matthew flag?
Well,
are you like?
What is the last? Actually, as somebody who enjoys history and goes to historical places this time of year, I'm thinking about that flag. That flag is important.
I was just at Mount Rushmore like 2 weeks ago.
That flag is so beautiful. Come on.
It is.
I would say I love the circle stars. It's nice.
It is still a critical part of the founding of our nation. That you don't have America without the flag.
Of course it is. But everyone getting all hot and bothered about this drives me bananas. You just falling into their trap. It's like they're like playing you like a fiddle. It's crazy.
But here's the thing. They may be trying to do that. But the problem is...
They are trying to
But the
that.
Problem is, whether it's a conspiracy or not, the anger that a lot of Americans feel about this is genuine. And I am in marketing. I do this for a living, okay? And I will tell you, I would never... ever under any circumstances engage in a campaign that is going to freak out half the country and make them angry because
what Fred said, why would you ever hire Colin Kaepernick in the first place? Fred was absolutely right.
I think the Colin Kaepernick thing, I didn't have a problem with that. The Colin Kaepernick thing,
you did. If you have a problem with like shoes, you have a problem with Colin Kaepernick.
I don't have a problem with Colin Kaepernick. He can be as dumb as he wants to be.
I wonder how many times you've all said Colin Kaepernick in the last.
And I understand where they're going with that. They're saying, "Hey, look, you know what? We're a young brand. We're renegades. We're in favor of all of that. That's fine."
Technically, they want new customers.
Do
they
it.
Want young customers, and you're feeding into that.
But you know what? They also want public money. They get millions of dollars in public funds from politicians.
Do you think? Yeah, you think Nike's just going to crawl on a rock and hide away? Like Nike's the biggest thing. Like,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't. It doesn't matter how big. You remember? Doesn't matter. You remember what happened to Amazon in New York City? You remember what happened to Amazon in New York City? They were not going to build that headquarters, which would have cost them billions of dollars.
Amazon's in a lot of trouble right now.
Without the tax incentives. And this is how these companies get big.
This is the most intense conversation I've ever heard about sneakers. Like, I didn't even want to put a word in edgewise just because I love watching you and listening to him.
It's less about the sneakers than it is about the principle of it.
Nothing about the sneakers. It's you guys have been tricked. And I'm sorry that you've been tricked, but you just paused in Nike's game. I'm sorry.
How are we pawns? We're just talking about it.
You're giving them free publicity. Like it's exactly what they want.
Free publicity for something they recalled.
If calling a company un-American is free publicity that they want, then mission accomplished because they've done it. Thank you for your call. We got to move on because we got to wrap this up. Have a good night,
later, buddy. Thank you.
855-915-9636. It is the big picture. Hey, when we come back, our favorite things from the past week and the strangest things from the past week. Oh my God, this thing has gone all the way down here. Wait. I got to figure out which I think is.
Come on, iPod Mini, get it.
I can't find the thing.
With the stuff and the junk.
yeah, there's one thing I got to play here so that the FCC stays happy with us. And that would be this. This is WMFO Medford.
You'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800?
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. You're listening to The Big Picture. We're about to wrap things up, but before we go, we're going to tell you our favorite things from the last or coming week and the weirdest things from the last or coming week, or I guess just last week. For me, I always like to endorse my pals. As you know, I talk about her all the time, my friend Kim Cherry and her band, Legends of Summer, are killing it this summer, and they're having a very, very cool outdoor concert on the 10th. It's the full band, so it's like six of them, and it's at Titus Barra Park, which is in the Back Bay. They're amazing. If you've never seen them before, you deserve to see them because they always put on a good time. If you want to get more information, you can go to their website, which is legendsofsummerband.com.
The state will not let you own your own fireworks, but it will let other people set them off and you can go and watch. So I guess that's a consolation. If you want to know where to go find fireworks, Boston.com has an excellent, excellent guide under their entertainment section. So head over to Boston.com. They have all of the upcoming fireworks displays listed by date with links to where you can go to learn more about them. July 4th, wherever you are, there's probably going to be fireworks going on within 10 miles of you. So get out, go see some fireworks. They're awesome. Nice way to celebrate the 4th. Boston.com entertainment section. Everything you need to know about the 4th of July fireworks.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. We're about to wrap things up here at The Big Picture, but before we go, we're going to tell you the weirdest thing that's happened in the past week. For me, it's weird. Honestly, we are always Florida-y. This is actually from Massachusetts. Twin 9-month-old babies were found abandoned near railroad tracks early this morning in Worcester. Police said they received a call around 12:15 a.m. for a welfare check at a Cambridge Street address. Railroad employees said they found twin male babies by themselves in the area of the railroad tracks near Kansas Street. The employees called 911 and paramedics responded and took the children to the hospital. The babies luckily appeared to be unharmed, according to police.
That's different.
Yeah. Like twin 9-month-olds, first of all, but then on train tracks?
Yeah.
Like, were you just hoping a train would run over?
I'm guessing that it's not.
Some people are so terrible.
Massachusetts. Pay attention to that check engine light if you own a car. A driver pulled into a Dedham repair shop after noticing a check engine warning light. Mechanics popped the hood and found the problem, a groundhog wedged in the engine compartment. An animal control officer was able to safely remove the groundhog, who was last seen running away. Dedham police tweeted, quote, "This condition might not be in your owner's manual," end quote. Groundhog in the engine compartment. That's one of those. If you're one of those people who lets the check engine light
on Caddyshack,
if you just lets the check engine light go forever, you're going to wind up with a dead groundhog in the engine compartment and then decomposing groundhog in the engine compartment. That's why, kids, always refer to that light. Hey, we're off